Dave Scrub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Many articles did you read over the weekend? If you read a newspaper that said, what are we going to do with the 13 billion? 13 billion, Apple, they have to pay it. We don't really want it. Apparently, our government don't want it. A lot of people can't understand that, but I'm sure there are some practical reasons for it. But we do have to take it, apparently, and that's an EU directive. So what are they going to do with the money? And I saw the word 14.1 billion being mentioned as well, as opposed to 13. So maybe there's a kind of an interest charge or something. I don't know. Anyway, so how will we spend it? Who better to ask than the Minister for Public Expenditure? Because it is going to be, hopefully, public expenditure. Pascal Donoghue. Pascal.
Good morning, Ian.
So is this Christmas coming early, basically? Is that what it is? I mean, should we start playing Mariah Carey now?
Well, hold off on the Christmas songs there now, Ian. In Jubilo Domino or whatever your man is called there. But Ian, with the greatest of respect to everybody in this argument, and we're all a bit excited, this money, which, by the way, I never wanted, and which I am now being forced almost at gunpoint to accept, this money will be apportioned in a socially equitable manner.
Okay.
And I have had all sorts of entreaties and requests, letters, emails, WhatsApps, snaps, Instagram DMs.
Begging letters.
With suggestions. I have them. Tommy in Selbridge says, would you not give everyone a cheque in Ireland for 2,853
euro? Bravo. What's that man's Tommy, is it?
Tommy in Selbridge.
Come on, Tommy.
Another one here from Aoife and Tullamore.
Yeah.
Pascal, what about 5 million Oasis tickets? That'll make everyone happy.
Absolutely.
So,
we've got loads of callers on this. Thank you very much, Pascal, with suggestions. Oh, Ryanair's Michael O'Leary. Go ahead, Michael.
Listen, we need 3 more terminals at Dublin Airport. We need 6 runways and we need another generator that doesn't go on the blink like it's the Soviet Union in 1973. Every second day. Now wake up, you've won the lotto, be happy, smile, start digging and shut up.
Keith Duffy. How are you, Keith?
How are you, buddy?
13 billion. Discuss.
What about an Irish space programme, buddy? I've heard stupider ideas, culminating in pretty much the first Irish buddies ending up on the moon.
Right.
Myself and Brian McFadden would be delighted to volunteer. A lot of people would like to send us there. And as a sweetener, Tireland will offer free tires
to the space
for the Irish space shuttle. One small step for Donoghue, buddy. One giant leap for mankind.
Oh, very good, very good.
Cheers, buddy.
Thank you. Davey Fitz. Go ahead, Davey.
Oh, Ian.
Yeah,
great topic on the show there this
morning.
Thank you. I think we need more infrastructure, so we do.
Okay.
And the first thing we need is we need a train line from Clare to Antrim. Because I tell you, I'm going off me head with this car journey, so I am.
Okay, thanks very much, Davey. Good one, nice one. Former Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern. How are you, Bertie?
How are you?
What would you do with the 13 billion? Need I ask?
Well, I wouldn't be actually getting the 13 billion myself, Ian. I think
that's true.
A mistake on
I
your
apologize.
Part.
I apologize.
But I think the 13 billion is a lot of money. But I think that you have to be careful not to pump too much money into the economy at the beginning. I mean, people start spending the money and then like wildfire, and the next thing you know, you have the plumber is buying a 7-bedroom chateau in Saint-Tropez with a helicopter pad, and he's going around like one of them black and white minstrel fellas, and everybody going off their heads in Range Rovers and Gucci handbags and Louis Vuitton flying around the place over your house, and the next thing is the tribunal.
Right.
And everybody's in front of the judges, the next thing you know, the arse is falling out of the whole thing. And,
thanks,
and then it all ends with Ursula von der Leyen moving into Horus and Ukron.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.